folks would gather round. Old Carter Brown, the man with the eerie eyes. Then Carter would tell his story that happened a long, long time ago. Out on Hazard Mountain, covered all in white, when Carter Brown and Wild Frank Johnson sat out hunting hides. There were stories of a creature feared by beast and man, but fear was yet unknown to Carter and his wildlife friend. Said they'd go to the mountain and hunt the creature down. Villagers would say a prayer for Wild Frank Johnson and Carter Brown. That night they rest near the icy river by the campfire's fiery glow. A gallon jug of moonshine held to warm their hardened soul. When suddenly a rumble destroyed the stillness of the night, and a mighty roar froze their hearts to death. They stood there petrified. Frank Johnson grabbed his rifle, but Carter Brown couldn't move at all. When out of the woods broke the creature, a grizzly about 10 feet tall. His eyes were wild with fury, the smell of death was all around. Frank Johnson's hands were trembling as he aimed to shoot him down. The shots rang out from his rifle, though he's afraid as a man could be. While Carter still stood there motionless, like a dead old tree, Johnson's rifle spoke like lightning, while he screamed, "Help me, Carter Brown." But then the razor claw tore up his chest as the creature fell to the ground. Frank Johnson and the grizzly were lying close in death embrace. Carter Brown stared at the scenery, a blank expression on his face. He took the body of his friend from the pool of blood and snow, and he carried him home to his family. That was almost all he could do. Carter's mind would never return from the scene by the riverside. The night he failed to help his pal who died and saved his life. desert mountain covered all in white when they laid Frank Johnson in his grave. Carter Brown broke down and cried, and the death of wild Frank Johnson left him in her weird frame of mind.